honorable members, the team, good morning. Our program is going to be very short. We deal with minutes first and then end with the report. And then we have to adopt this report, and then after that we close the meeting. And then again. Yeah, I guess this is our last meeting for the year. Those who want to say bye-bye, except Madame Duna. We're starting with the minutes of the
15th.
Oh, yeah. On my binoculars. 11th September. Page one. Let's see here. Page four. Page five. And the last page. They say loose page that was missed by the stapler. Oh. Yeah, any mover for Honorable Christine? Second. Page one. One apologies here. The name of yeah, but then it should be recorded under absent, so we don't leave the name out. So page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Honorable Baha.
I move for the adoption, Chair, with the amendment.
Honorable Matanduna.
I second this amendment.
Oh, very much, thank you.
Minutes of the 30th of October. Page 1.
Oh. I don't know this minute.
30th of October. You got your copy? Page 1. The same comment from you on page 1. The attendant, yeah, please. Nzube, be included. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. 5. It's the blank page. Oh, yeah, no. Can't take one page. Any move on? Honorable Dongeni, second now, Honorable Lihihi. Thank you.
Can I ask something?
Honorable Lutul.
Chair, I want to find out, does this meeting require any quorum, or we can sit even if we are two?
Which meeting?
Our meeting, the Select Committee meeting.
It depends on what is on the agenda.
All right. No, I just wanted to know.
All meetings are run subject to the rules. If there's a decision that needs to be taken, we need to form a quorum. Is there something that you want to tell us?
No, Chair, I was just checking because I was reading that. I don't want to talk about this one because I was not present. So I just wanted to find out whether we do it, even if the quorum is not
So whether you say or not.
And so
the party and the official opposition are present.
This is November. No, you were answered. You asked the question, you got an answer.
You are not going to talk about smaller parties.
There's not going to be any follow-up questions.
Smaller parties must be
November. I don't have
minutes. Page 1. The same comment from me, edition of Nzube's name on the minute. Page
2. Excuse me. Nobody said the last minute. Because she said that she was not anything there for somebody else in my second, but we're moving to the next now. Okay, I heard that you were saying that he must have, but I didn't hear him second.
Oh.
Okay.
Hold up. Page 1. Page 2.
Page 2. And page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Any mover? Madame Dona.
I so move.
Yes.
Honorable Maleka.
Yes.
13 November. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Any mover for adoption? Madame Dona.
With amendment that absent of the honorable member.
Yeah. And then seconda? Ndongeni. Thank you.
Chair, can I ask a question? I know that in most establishments, when you are absent for a number of meetings, you are not deemed a member of that association or whatever institution. Is there anything that guides this select committee or select committees in terms of absence? Or shall we perpetually record absence until who's a GOFAR? At what point do we say enough absence and the person is no longer deemed as a member of the committee? Just for clarity, no individual in mind, but just.
We're going to give you the answer
Now that this matter is raised in the committee, we'll refer it to the chief of this office for advice. Because if a person maybe is not well and is hospitalized or there's something else, there will be an apology. Like we have something called standing apology for people who are there. So we'll look for that information, and I think to write a letter to them. Thank you. That's minutes of the 20th. Page 1.
Correction.
Oh.
Page 1. I'm doing the correction. Thank you. I'm looking
at
my question. Hello, since when I remember
apologies. No, you apologize.
But you sign FESF, so. We need to apologize to ANC. That, no, we need to correct that. And then, and at the same time, my apologies. We'll make those corrections. It's just simply movement. And page one, page two. Page three. Page four.
Honorable Dongeni moves, and then any second. Any second. Honorable Ba. Thank you. Thanks, Sinzuki. She stepped in and did the minutes for us last time.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That was minutes of the 20th. We done with them. 27. Honorable Lee.
I don't see my name.
On the 27th.
Yes, she came
and then she got sick. No, we'll discuss it. All right, that will be done. And the Nzube again, so the two, page two, also Gillian is back with the ANC and he's missing in action. She's still finding her way to the UFF page two. Pencil up. Page three. Page four. Any mover? Honorable Disraeli.
Chair, I move with the amendment that the honorable members, such as you said, that those who are always present, they mm. get something.
Okay. So, seconded, so it's done.
Chair, on another matter, can I just be indulged by the committee? Seeing that we just adopted minutes that had to do with the cancer and stuff, there's a lot happening in Robben Island in terms of allegations of corruption, misappropriation of funds, and all those things. Is there anything, any chance of us talking to or seeing Robben Island board or whatever in terms of coming to appear before the committee just to do a presentation, probably in the new year?
Yeah, I think it will be a good thing to do. It's worrying. I saw it in the papers. But I think the way to tackle it, let's have a joint, suggest a joint meeting with the National Assembly. And so that, you know, as we pursue some of the things, we'll be able to pursue the other on the other side. So it will, yeah, a joint effort would be the best thing. From an island, it's very important to this country.
Yeah.
It means a lot to all of us. Yeah, the oversight report. Did members go? Christmas the next week. Then immediately. King United. Okay. This is the expert from home. We don't know. Let us deal with our Ayashi Samapo during the National Assembly. The report, this is a report, our oversight. Remember, we went as this team to the Western Cape on our oversight week. This is the report. Just check page one. Are there comments on page one? Can we please have one meeting? I feel I'm talking to myself.
We can't drink anymore.
Yeah, it's the end of the year. We're tired. We are spent. Page one. The princess wants you to give the document page by page. Oh, yes.
Chair, can we see hands of those who went through the document? Because I have a feeling that people just did not read the document. Don't lie, guys.
That is unparliamentary. So you want us to extend it? page two. Page three. What is that? Page three. Page four. Page five. Six. Page seven. Just secondary. Beautiful school. Yes. Page eight. Page nine. Page 10. That is the Van Dijkstorp page. Yeah. I nearly said something terrible. page 10, page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. As the report, honourable members, any move of adoption of the report? Madam Donna.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to make a proposal that our members are given a chance until the 13th if there are any submission or any comment on the document, because I have a feeling that a majority of the members did not read the document, even though I did read it. But thank you, Chair.
No, it's okay. No, you are a majority.
If the House agrees, then I move.
There's a suggestion that we move the adoption of this. When are we going to? Honorable Gillian.
Chairperson, let us adopt the report in this meeting with an amendment that members still have time up until the 13th to submit if they feel there's something left out.
So you second me?
The problem is that if somebody makes those amendments when we have, and it means once we adopt it and then we say the amendment, it may go to the House as a different document. So maybe what we need to do is say before this. Oh. I would say my worry is that if we say we adopt it and then we wait for those, and when we don't even know what those amendments are, is that we may end up presenting a document in Parliament which is different from what we discuss. So my suggestion is, if we are to do it that way, then we'll need to have a meeting before that day in the new year.
Okay.
Yeah. If, for instance, those amendments are not major, there won't be a need for it. But if those things changes the complexion of the document, then it's something else. So I'll agree that we adopt it in principle with those, but then we'll be told if there's a major departure from that.
Yeah.
And then we can immediately sit and, yeah, that's my suggestion. Any mover for the adoption of this document with those pending amendments? Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, it's Madame Dawn and then seconded. But I just want to make sure that we do the right things and do them the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So the wrong things were the last minute. Yeah, it's a very expensive plan.
Yeah.
Can I be protected from what? Our ANC members, they are abusing me.
No, good. You know what the... Honourable members, the support team, our A team actually, thank you very much. We went through a grueling period when we started. I mean, you know, with the elections, the year was shortened, so everything was put in a pressure cooker. So all of us are tired. We deserve a rest. And anyone who wants to say something before we...
No, Chair, I think that we must thank the support staff that we have all around, because we are a new lot in the NCOP, and also I think their patience in trying to assist in whatever way that they could.
under pressure of meeting certain deadlines and stuff, they were able to do their best to make us look good, even when we had visitors from the department, in terms of preparation and stuff, so that we look intelligent. And I think that assisted us a lot in terms of being relevant to presentations that were done before us. And I wish that we would continue doing that for the next 5 years. And they must enjoy the rest that I think they deserve in terms of what we've been through in the last 5 months or so. And we come back next year in full force and continue where we left off. So with that, I wish them all the best in during the festive season and a prosperous 2020. And the same goes to the honorable members that we are with on this side, that we started not knowing each other quite well, but I think we are a team that is able to put the interest of South Africans before everything else that we do. In some committees, people walk out because they carry their party colors when they go to committees. And I think with this one, we are able to put that aside and concentrate on the job at hand. That's my appreciation, Chairperson, to everybody around this table. Thank you very much.
Большое спасибо. Honorable Christian. The must reshuffle this committee. Honorable Christian.
Thank you, Chairperson. If the rowdy lot can give us a chance here. Thank you, Chairperson. Now I'm going to be short and sweet. I just want to say also from my side, thank you to the support staff. I think you guys are doing a great job. So we don't take it for granted at all, and we really appreciate what you do and how you keep us up to date. I think our colleague said it all. And then also to our team, and especially to the Chairperson, thank you also for guiding us, and I think we're a strong team, as my colleague has already said, and I think we're going to do great stuff in the new year. So I also want to wish everyone a blessed holiday and a blessed festive season with your family. Be safe and come back safe. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair.
You've got not more than 20 minutes. Please,
okay.
Don't ask the 20 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Chair. At least 20 minutes is going to be fine.
For the princess, yes.
Yes, thank you so much, Chair. Anyway, I want to also thank our support staff for the good work that they've done, and also my colleagues. Sometimes they are very hard to work with, but I've managed to tolerate everyone. And also, Chair, thank you to both the chairs. I think you have guided us well, and you haven't come to this committee with your flag of your political parties. But I would like this house to rise and congratulate EFF for their second NPA that is going to take place in Nasrec in December. Don't worry, there'll be no throwing of chairs, because we are a disciplined party, and I will come back next year. I'm still on the podium, but they are disturbing me.
No, otherwise you'll be given a mic under the table. That's where your protection is. Yeah, continue. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair, I want to wish all of you kissimusi omuhle and Happy New Year, and don't do anything that I wouldn't do. And honorable members of the ANC, please, EFF is a growing party, and
We are growing every day. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. What?
Yeah. Any another person? Our A team. Anyone wants to say something? We stuff report, but some of them don't know when to, or when don't are they guys?
In the olden days, if you were a prefect, you were called in PB at high school in the 80s. Therefore, that is very sort of bad position. Yeah.
Not
PB, because they preferred your head for your head here in those days. that was precisely. No, Chairperson, thanks very much for the opportunity to talk on behalf of the staff. We started the year, as you said, in a manner that was, because of the short time that we had, it was a bit of a chock-a-block of the program, which we tried to put together everything, and the members also did learn fast, because as Honorable said, that you are a new team in this in SOP. Therefore, you had to learn fast, which happened, and we worked well together. We hope that in the next 4.5 years also we're going to continue with this relationship, and we're a team, and I like the laughter, I like the lightness in the committee, that we are here to work together. But in some areas we feel that there's only tension between members and staff, but here we don't have that thing in this in the committee. And even when we went out of our site for the first time, everything went well and we worked well together, and it was very nice for us, because really we are there and we are free to talk to you, to talk with you and advise you, and you take the advice, which is also what we want to see happening moving forward. Thank you very much, and we wish you all the best moving forward. Also have a nice time with the families. We're going to come back next year from the sauna and going overseas. We're going to have a nice trip. We're going to have a nice trip overseas, and we're going to maybe buy some stuff then, come back with a memento, and when we come back from that trip, we hope everything's going to go well. Thank you very much. Enjoy yourself, and staff or colleagues, enjoy yourselves with the families. Come back with rejuvenated, replenished your energies, everything else, and then we will start with next year with vigor, that we can move forward with our strength, start. Thank you very much. Amanda!